You can take down the record sign. Welcome back to our clinical process retreat day today. I've been excited so far. Before we jump into the next conversation, which I think will generate a lot of interest, is there anything, any ahas that any of you had, or anything as you walked away and, you know, stepped away for a few minutes and said, oh my gosh, this was an aha. I got an idea of something I can do, or, you know, something I can do better, differently. Anybody? Yeah, Carrie.
I really like the idea of the meetup groups and the presentation idea too, of doing the blood sugar and followed by some content and burst training. I thought that was a very collaborative way to build.
Yeah. Yeah. That was great. Anytime you can demonstrate to somebody, right, that there's an issue, they get excited. Cool. Thank you. Anybody else? Yeah, Barbara. Unmute.
Got it. I like hearing the end before I really have started the beginning. I know what I'm shooting towards, and it's going to allow me to build little small pieces, get started right away, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I don't have to wait. There's something that I can do. I just need to figure that out exactly what I want to look like. So the beginning of the year is really what I'm targeting. But I did put in the chat, I have already started working with a friend that is pre-diabetic. And it's to the point where she needs, you know, show me how to use my glucose meter, that kind of thing.
Good.
I'm going to use her as a sounding board. What was helpful for her and what wasn't, to make my process more streamlined.
It's a great way to do it. And if you can offer, you know, free programs or whatever to people that are close to you, those are going to be the hardest people, first of all. But also, you can get testimonials. And then when you actually, you know, put up a website or, you know, put out some literature, you've got people who are saying, oh, and Barbara helped me do this. And when I started, my blood sugar was this, and when I ended, it was that. And it makes a lot
of it's also helpful for my husband to hear what we're discussing and that people are coming to me. And I'm at that very beginning where my family is like, oh, I don't know, she's kind of out there, you know.
I was there too. We all are there. My family, now, like one of my sisters is in our sweet spot group, and she's in the fasting thing, and one of my nieces works for us. So it's like they're slowly coming around. And one of my nephews wrote to me and said, you have a lot of stuff. Where would I start? So they're open, right? They get open. But it takes a little longer with the family. You're not sitting down and eating Cheetos and drinking beer at night with them. And I don't know what to make of that.
Exactly. Yep. So just lots of wonderful information. And I really like seeing folks that are already working and what they're doing and learning what's worked for them and what of that, picking what I think might work for me, and then new ideas too.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's all, you know, what works for one might not work for another. It may not feel comfortable for another. I like to speak. My mother told me when I was growing up that I was vaccinated with a phonograph needle. For those of you old enough to know what a phonograph needle is, right? That's what she said. You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph. You're the only voice I hear. You're always the one. You're the loudest one. Sorry. And that actually did shut me down for a while. So we don't have to go into that. But it shut me down for a while. I got very self-conscious. And then I stopped talking. I started being afraid to talk. And I had to come full circle to be comfortable with it again. So once you've met these people in all these different ways, we've given you a host of ideas, and it's just going to take some time to figure out what works for you. You want to invite them to talk to you, right? Whether it comes into a lower priced paid consultation or a free strategy session like they teach at IIN and other places. But you basically want to get them sitting in front of you and really talking about them, right? Very making it specific, because a talk is general. And now we want to make it about them, and you want them to see that you can help them. So setting up a strategy session, I recommend, if you're going to do this, there's a couple of ways you can do it. One, if it's going to be a free strategy session, you definitely want a short intake form. You don't want a long intake form that it's going to take you 2.5 hours to go through and understand. And you're certainly not going to invite them to give you labs and, you know, their complete history. I remember that happened to me once, and somebody sent me 75 page facts. 75 pages of faxed information Yeah. And that was a little bit overwhelming, let me just tell you. And that was before I had really good boundaries. So I now know that I don't allow that. So we established that up front, what this session is and what this session is not. This is a session. If it's a paid session, then you have, ideally you have it have a name. It's a get your blood sugar balanced, calm the fires of inflammation, a hormone reset strategy session, or something where there's a name for an outcome that you can give them, right? And it has to be something you're comfortable giving them. You're actually, you know, you're not going to have a transformation or a makeover, right? That is just not going to happen in 30 minutes or 60 minutes or 45 minutes or even 2 hours, no matter how good you are, really. Right. So, although I will say that happened to me once where somebody came in, paid like $150 for a 90-minute strategy session. And I went through and gave her some ideas. And then I made her an offer for my program and she didn't take it. And I thought, oh, what did I do wrong? I thought we had a really good rapport. And I got an email from this lady a year later that said, you changed my life. Thank you. I did all the things you said to do. And then I started following you and blah, 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 blah. And I am like, you know, 100% better. Right. And that happened to me actually twice in a talk I did, 25 people in a room. And I'm talking about, you know, health and wellness. And it was a 2-hour talk, brought some books, sold a few books. And this one guy who came with his friend, and his friend came up to me and said to me, you know what? I really hope you can get through to my friend because I've been trying for years. I'm scared for him. I'm afraid he's going to drop dead. He's on all these medications, hypertension, cardiac problems, and he won't listen to me. So I'm hoping that you get through to him. I'm like, oh, great. Now it's on me, right? So came and we chatted a little bit afterwards. He bought one of my books. He signed up on, got on my mailing list, and then I didn't hear anything from him. 9 months later, he sends me a picture. I've lost 40 pounds. I'm off all my medication. And I'm feeling amazing. Thank you. You saved my life. Right? So you never know what that 2-hour talk is going to do. Some people are just so self-motivated that they go out and they research based on it and they do it. And other people need the hand-holding. And there's no right or wrong, right? Some people have so much emotional baggage that they need a lot of hand-holding to even make simple changes. And that's what we're there for. But in some cases, People will never actually pay you money to do anything with you, and you're going to change their lives. And that's amazing, right? That's amazing. So that's exciting for me. So you have an enrollment conversation, you have a short strategy session, and you have a goal for that strategy session or short form that you have them fill out. And if you go to the website, and I'll show you where to find it, because people were saying, there's so much stuff out there, I have no idea where to get it. So let me do that, and I'm going to go here, and oh, here we go. So if you go to the page, you're in the site, you go to where it says history taking. If it's not open yet, it means you haven't done the modules before it. And then you click on that and you come to this page and there's all these templates on the advanced, the done for you resources. So I clicked on the done for you resources page and look at all these forms. You don't have to have your forms made. Just start with mine. And then when you want to make more forms, you can make them yourself. Those of you who signed up at Shine should have gotten in your bag. You should have gotten a little jump drive that had the first few modules and it has all this stuff in it. All right. So you basically go to this strategy session intake form. You have a PDF. If you want to use as is, feel free, go for it. If you want to edit it, make it your own, put your own name on it, feel free. There's only for any of this done for you stuff that you want to use. We just ask that you put a, you know, some sort of acknowledgement on it that of where you got it. Okay. And then when you click it, you go to this form. This is the PDF of it, but it is in a Word doc, so you can change it however you want. You can put your own header at the top. You can put your own footer at the bottom. And I ask some very specific questions. If you want more info on why I ask those questions and what questions are, you know, what the meaning is, then you'll watch the module, you know, all the different things in the module. And it's probably in, core content, I'm not sure which, probably in the in this earlier part where we talk about the questions in there. Okay. So I'll stop. And then you know a little bit about this person. So I ask a question in there. These are two of my favorite questions. If you're only going to ask two questions, what are your healthiest foods? What are the top three healthiest foods you eat in a week? What are the three worst foods you eat in a week? You get so much information from that, don't you, about what their habits are? Oh, yeah, I eat organic turkey on whole wheat bread with soy mayonnaise, and that's in their healthiest foods, right? And you go, okay, right? And if in their most unhealthy foods, they say, well, occasionally I have honey on my blueberries, and then you're going, oh, this person's a little bit more sophisticated, right? So you get to know a lot about people, and you can probably base your whole strategy session just on those three questions. So figure out what you want to do. As you do it, you might shorten the strategy session because you're thinking it's too much information, or you might lengthen the strategy session because it's not enough, or the strategy intake form. I keep calling it session. So here's the thing. The first thing you want to do is establish a gap between where they are and where they want to be health-wise, life-wise. So you start the conversation with, hey, what do you really want? Like if your health was not in the way, if this issue of whatever it is, hypertension or arthritis or whatever, wasn't in your way, what would you be doing with your life? And then you get them to smile and talk about all the great things they're going to be doing. And then you say, so what is it like now? And then you get them to talk. And then there's a gap. They're going to see real clearly. And you make you accentuate, oh, so what you really want to be doing is traveling around the world and hiking and going into the mountains. And right now you're waking up every day in so much pain you can barely make it to the bathroom. Is that what is happening? So they see the gap. Now, there's a lot more detail on this on the site in the PBSS section. If you go back here, you should see down here, practice building success system. And there's trainings. And there's trainings here, choosing your target audience, translating what you do, attracting and enrolling clients. Here you go. This is going to cover a lot of the stuff we talked about, and there's enrollment conversation. That's a general one. Now, in addition, we have guest speakers who've spoken on the trainings, on the PBSS. And so Bill Barron, Master of Enrollment, it's an awesome one. Awesome, awesome one. And then somebody else did here's one, Therese Skelly, How to Get Your Ideal Clients to Say Yes. And then Charlotte Jacobs, The 8 Keys to Attract Clients Without Struggle. And she talked strategy session there. Okay. So you've got resources to go in deeper. We don't obviously have time to go into all the depth, but you want to get them to the point where they're going, oh, this is where I want to be. This is where I'm at. And then you're going to bridge the gap. So then you're going to, based on the strategy session information and based on questions you ask them, you're going to go, oh, I see that you're eating salami every day and smoking cigarettes. I'm going to be really dramatic here. And smoking cigarettes. And how do you think that affects your lungs and blah? You know, or you're eating gluten on a regular basis and gluten does this, that, and the other thing. And you're telling me that you have a lot of stomach stuff. So you point out to them some of their obstacles, the things that are getting in the way between them where they are and them where they want to be. And then you start to talk about how you can bridge that gap. You know, I think we can help you get closer to this by, and if we were working together, and I love this, I love using this thread throughout. If we were working together, what I would do next is, right, I would have you fill out this form, or I would really want to look at your thyroid because it sounds like you might have some thyroid issues, and I do a comprehensive thyroid thing, or whatever it is. I can't even anticipate what you're going to show up. But if I were working with you, if we were working together, the first thing I would want to do is, right? And then I want to do this. So you're giving them an idea of what it would be like to work with you and how that working together is going to bridge that gap. And then you give them a few things to do immediately, okay, right away. And then you say, let me give you a plan. Let's talk about your long-term plan to get this resolved. Obviously, we can't resolve all this stuff in one session here. So what I would recommend for you is, and so when you tell them what you recommend, you give them a list, right? You remind them of the obstacles that you already identified. And then you talk about, like, what am I going to do to go deeper? Well, there's some detailed assessments I'm going to want you to fill out so that I can learn more. I'd love to see if you have any labs that you've done over the last few years that you can look at. You need someone to evaluate those from a functional perspective. because there's a lot of stuff that's missed in conventional medicine. You talk about what they need in terms of what labs. Based on what you're telling me, it's probably a good idea for you to get an advanced thyroid panel or an advanced lipid panel or a Dutch test or whatever. And this is a test that does X. If you're not familiar with tests yet because you're just new to the program, you don't even have to talk about labs, right? You just talk about the food stuff. So then you talk about what diet habits are holding them back, what kind of support they may need in terms of recipes and checklists and all sorts of things in order to get through. And so what you're doing is you're setting them up for wanting your program. So you're describing, here's your long-term plan. You need this, you need this, you need this, you need this. And it just so happens when you tell them about what you can do for them that all of those things are in your plan. Does that make sense? So you say, okay, so here's one thing I want you to have because this could really be helpful. I'm going to show you this. It's on one of my screens. Okay, we put this together during one of our Practice Accelerator meetings. So if you have some sort of a checklist of all the things you can offer them, right? Maybe it's shorter now, but it's going to keep increasing as you get more educated. So these are the kinds of things, fatty acids and inflammation, the things that they may, topics that you may want to discuss with them that are getting in the way of their health. And you can actually sit with a comprehensive list and then just check off, oh, it seems like your blood sugar may be out of balance. And you said you're only exercising 3 times a year. So that might be a topic we need to get into. Might have some food allergies. And you can actually just check off some of these things that you need, that you think they need. And that's part of that long-term plan. These are the things I think you need to focus on. This is before you're even telling them to come work with you, but you're getting them seated in the way of, I need this. I want this. You click all that stuff off. We didn't have time to put this on a separate sheet, but I'll pull that off and put that on a separate sheet. Then you can have a list of handouts that you have that you, when you're working with people, that you can actually check off, that you give them some of your handouts and when you're doing it. What happened to the food coaching? Supplement. Oh, I don't think we actually. Yeah, I think we never finished this. So it's for you guys to finish. So supplement recommendations. I just cloned the copies of each and made a recommendation as to what they need to be. So we haven't finished making this yet. But this is the kind of thing where you can have handy so that you're not trying to reinvent the wheel each time. And when you're giving somebody a report of what you think, you have these checklists that you just check things off and you write a few notes at the bottom and you hand it to them. Or if you're online, you type it in using Word. So I didn't realize this wasn't this. I think there might be a more up-to-date version of this, but we'll make sure that you get this and it'll be on the page with this recording. Is that helpful? Does that make sense? Like, cause you sit there, you go, what am I going to say to this person? Well, how am I going to help this person? Well, you've got your checklist. And based on what they've told you and based on what they've put in there, you let them know. You tell them, well, I have a more advanced assessments that you can fill out. And it's going to give me a score as to how your thyroid's doing and how your blood sugar's doing and how this is doing and how that's doing. And you just give them what they can. Is that the topic? Yeah. You give them what you can in that time. And then you scroll into. Oftentimes by this point, they're saying, how do I work with you? I just want to work with you. Can you do all that with me? I just want to work with you. You don't even have to flow into I have a program I'd love to tell you about because I think I can help you to achieve all these things that, and then they'll either say yes or no. Mostly they'll say, of course, tell me, right? And then you tell them about it. And it just so happens that the program that you're telling them about matches very well to what you said they needed. And when you're just doing one-on-ones at the beginning, it's pretty easy. And what I recommend is a 12-week program. Okay? 12 weeks. Why 12 weeks? Because how much change can you really see in less than 12 weeks, right? With somebody who's had health issues for a really long time. It's probably going to have to be extended past that, but it depends. You know, it depends. I had one guy who was motivated and inspired because he didn't want to go on insulin because he was a pilot in his spare time and they were going to take his pilot's license away if he didn't get his blood sugar under control. He signed up for a 3-month program. I told him I had a 6-month, a 6-week or a 3-month. He says, I think 3-month will work. So he signs up for a three-month program and we're about 2 or 3 sessions in and his blood sugar is stabilized and he's feeling like he knows what to do. And he goes, can I give the rest of my program to my wife? Because I feel like I got this handled. Those are the rare people. He was an executive. He was, you know, he was a high driver. He didn't want to waste his time sitting and talking to me when he could just go do what I told him to do. And that was easy, right? And he gave the rest of it to his wife, who I worked with her on her headaches. So this is what you can offer. But don't just say, okay, now that we've done this, you know, you want to come in next week for a visit. And how much are your visits? $150 a visit. Okay, I'll schedule. How about if I schedule in 3 weeks, right? And then they come in 3 weeks and you go, when are you going to come back? And then they want to come back in 3 months. And then they forget and they don't come back for 3 years. And you don't even remember this person's name, let alone what you are working with them on. And it's a big waste of time. So I tell people right up front, and this is the words I use. I say, they'll say, well, can I just do it visit by visit? Look, I don't offer that anymore. And I'm going to tell you why. Number one, it doesn't work for you. Number two, it doesn't work for me. So let me tell you why, because it's going to take you longer. There's a lot of stuff that you're going to need to learn and you need momentum. If you're just going to go and do a few changes and then not come back and see me for 3 months, what's the likelihood that you're going to continue to improve? But the likelihood is if you're coming in to see me every 2 weeks, and we have you on a plan and we have a program for you that you're going to get better progress. And they get it. And I go, and for me, if you don't come back in 3 months, I have to sit for an hour and a half to go through your chart and figure out where we were at. And I'm going to have to charge you a whole lot more. I can't just charge you for my time that I'm with you. I have to charge you for the time in between and the reevaluation. So in the long run, it saves you money, it saves you time, and you're going to get much better results. How does that sound? And most of them get it. Most of them get it. So when I was doing these strategy sessions, I would offer either a 6-week, 3-month, or a 6-month program. And depending, most of us want to just offer the low-end one to people. And what I found works better is you offer them the high-end. When you offer them the high-end, look, I think based on what you're telling me, that I think we need to work together for 6 months. I will say, like with this guy with the diabetes in 3 months, I said, you know, I have a 6-month program, but I just don't think you need it. I think, and a 6-week is not long enough for us to see changes, but I think 3 months could be really good. We can see A1Cs shift in that time, and he was happy with that. Some of them, when I've just gone and offered the 6-week or 6 month or 3 month, they'll go, do you have anything longer? You know, and then I offered somebody a 6-month once, and I said, well, if you do 3 months, and you save a little if you do a 6 months. And they said, do you have a year? Can I do a year? And that's the first time I ever did a year. Because they want that continuity. They want that relationship. By now, hopefully they're feeling like really connected to you. Like you're the first person that's ever listened to them, right? Like really asked questions that they didn't think were valid. But when they thought about it, it's like, oh my gosh, nobody ever asked me that before. That could be when that started, when I was 8 years old and I got bumped in the head by an iron that fell off, you know, whatever it was. Make sense? So this is what you do. So offering a program, and I'm going to put, when we post this recording, I'm going to have a sample of a 12-week program based on some of those topics, but you can design it yourself. But what you want to do is then now you're going to go in and offer this. We'll do that in a minute. I want to go to the next step. So when you offer it, you're going to have topics and you're going to have a flow to each of your sessions with people. All right. And we have that. It's all documented on the site. We'll make sure that links to it are all connected with this recording. That way you'll find them more easily. Does that make sense? Questions so far about that engagement, that strategy session? Who feels like I can do that? Yeah. Who feels like, I don't think I can do it. It's too scary. Okay, Angelica, you've done this. Yeah. Tell me what's going on for you. You're very emotional at this point?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just a strange thing. It happened to me. I remember when I first became a chef too, and I was starting to sell my services to private clients. It's just this odd thing where I know that I have so much value to give, but when it comes to actually offering them the package or the service, it's just, I freeze up. That's really weird.
Mm. So do you freeze up when you offer somebody else's services, or is it just really related to you?
It's about me. Cause I do it in my job as part of our team. And it's different cause I'm representing something so much bigger than myself. But when it's me and I have to really own my value, it's a totally different game.
Mm. So when you have to own your value, it's a different game.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you feeling right now?
Oh, just like, yeah, I don't know. That kind of landed right here in my chest. Like,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's something we can work with because it's something that's common. Has anybody ever felt like that? Yeah. Yeah. Right. So it's me. Like, am I worth it? Oh, I'm going to, you know, Lynn came in to us and we had a mock enrollment conversation at our very first retreat that she was at. And I was like, she's like, oh, but it's $50, but I'll do it for $25 and I'll actually bring over the food and don't worry. And it's 2 hours. And I'm like, okay. And then she turns around and now she's up to prices on her own personal services. And she came in and worked with me and, you know, has enrolled people and got them excited about getting into programs that cost a whole lot more than $50. Right. So it's a thing that you are, it's keeping in mind. You are of service to people. Like, making an offer is not, it's not salesy and it's not sleazy. It's actually you being of service to that person. You being of service. And I've had people, I've asked them point blank, like, if I had given you all this great information and I hadn't offered you a way to take the next step, how would you have felt? And you know what the answer was? Cheated. You gave me all this great stuff and I knew I can't implement all that. And I know I'm not going to get my results from just this, you know, hour long interaction with you. And I wanted to go further and you didn't offer me anything. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So think of yourself as making an offer is being of service.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They can say yes or no. You're not going to twist their arm to get them to say yes. But if you have a rapport with that person and you've given them some value there, they're going to want your help. Or they're going to say, huh, she's given me so much, I'm just going to go do it. And there's those of us who are like that. We just like take it and run with it. We don't need like, blah. But there's some of us who are like, they need you. They need you. So sit with that. And that's an interesting feeling. And just kind of sit with that feeling. And you saw how many people here have had that experience, people who you respect and who have been doing this for a while. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I love that Claudia said and Carrie said, yeah, I can do that, which is great because when you can start with owning your value right from the start, yeah, it doesn't take as much work to get there and it's okay. It's not right or wrong, whichever place you're in. It's just, it's really good to look at that and inquire about that, right? Yeah. Good. Thank you for sharing that. Anybody else have anything they want to share?
I just wanted to add to Angelica's that it gets better. Definitely gets better as you grow, as you learn more and have successes with people. It's just like any service. You provide a service for someone that you care for, you want to work with them, you have to allow the time. And the more you educate your client on what you can do, it's just, you know, I guess for me, because I was always very shy about asking, I enrolled in a really good network marketing. They taught me everything, how to close people, how to talk to people, how to get rejected. So once
you get rejected,
get 100 rejections, right? Just go get 100 rejections. It will just continue to get neutral eventually. You just don't put the energy to it. So just keep trying.
That's a good point. And you know what? Listen to the Bill Barron stuff again, because he makes a point. Our goal in doing these strategy sessions is not to get the person to work with us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that again. Your goal in these strategy sessions is not to get that person to work with you. The goal in that strategy session is to wake them up to the fact that they need to get help. Wherever they get that help, you just happen to be the closest person. And here's what often happens if you don't make an offer. They realize what they need. They go out to Dr. Google. They start Googling it. They find somebody down the street and they start working with that person, because you just opened up the door for, I need this. This is what I need. Right? It's not they're going to walk away, oh, Angelica is so kind. She gave me all this great stuff. No, they're going to go, oh, she opened up the door. Now what? And they're going to look for it. So your goal is to get them excited about their need to get help, their need to solve this problem. And if you've done that, you've made a really good contribution. But you can't leave it at that. What you need to do is at least give them the opportunity to say, you know, I really appreciate you, Angelica. You did a great job with me. And I know that now I need to get this under control and I know how to do it.
Right. And I remember it always the training that we had, you have to focus on what the bad stuff they you know, their problem. You have to really zone into that so they understand that you see what the problem is. You have to build a bridge for them and the solution.
Yep.
You have to make it very clear what the solution is to their problem for them to emotionally want to be part of the program.
And you have to allow that they're going to feel, you have to allow and be comfortable with them feeling uncomfortable.
Right.
In the gap. Because they're living in the gap. Right. They're living in that gap between what they really want, where they don't know how to bridge that gap. And so you got to get them feeling uncomfortable where they are, and then create the way to get there, the bridge to get there. And I will tell you, when I started doing it this way, everything opened up for me. I would always go, oh, do you want to work with me? I have this program. And, you know, and then it got to the point when I created that anticipation and that desire. They're like, heck, I want to work with you. You know, can I work with you? Can I do this with you? Yeah. Yeah. We're here to serve. And we only can serve if we get paid for it, unless you have a rich uncle who's throwing you money every day. Do you? Anybody here have a rich uncle throwing the money every day? I don't. I got to pay my bills. I got to pay my rent. I got to feed my kids and, you know, feed myself, right? Yeah. So there's nothing wrong about taking money. And that's why we'll go into the next, towards the end, we'll go into the idea of, do you want to be offering just one-on-one, which is going to be more expensive. It's got to be, because it's your time. Or do you want to do groups where you can take like 5 or 6 people through a process and have them split that, where it's going to be a little bit more than, you know, what you would get for just that time on one-on-one? Or do you want to do the group educational programs? And that's where each of you is at a different stage of where you're at. But right now you all have the ability to do one-on-one and to make a major difference. And I've seen you coach people in ERC. I've seen you coach people on calls, and you have that caringness that makes people want to learn from you. Okay, so I recommend, you know, have 3 different levels, or just have a 12-week program. But minimally, you know, a 12-week would be your, like your, signature kind of thing. Whereas 6 weeks is a jumpstart. It's a let's get your feet wet. And you can offer that only if they are not ready to go higher, to go for that longer period of time. Because how much can you really do in 6 weeks? You can open up doors, you can get them excited, and then you can get them to want more. And I will say that you're going to know for each person. You don't have to have a beautiful brochure all written up and typed up with what you offer and what the programs are. You can make it up with each person. Because truthfully, they're each going to need something different. They're each going to need something different. Okay? And then flow of a coaching call. So once you get them in there, right? Once you get them in there, you want to be consistent in how the calls flow. So I usually recommend you start with a win. Hey, so last week we talked about XYZ. How did you do with that? You said you were going to do XYZ. Not so good. I went to the whatever and I ate pizza and drank beer and not so good. Okay, awesome. What could have helped you to be more successful? What do you need to make you more successful? Right. So you go through that flow. How did you do with what we taught you last time? How can we help you to be more successful? What was missing that you will need to help you be more successful with that? You teach them some stuff. You go through a flow. At the end, you have them commit to something. Okay, what's one thing we can have you just commit? Because, you know, our tendency is to give them the long list. I did this when I first started. People would come in. I do an evaluation. I do a report. I'd make this long list. Here's all you need to do and you'll be healthy. And I wondered why I didn't see those people again, right? It was either they were real good students and they went off and just started doing everything on the list, or they were so overwhelmed that they said, forget it. I'll just, you know, stay on my Tums and deal with the consequences, right? So determine the flow, and we have that in the site, and I'll have a link when we post this, right? So that you can go into it. I could spend like 2 or 3 hours on each of these topics, but I want to give you an idea of how the flow would go. So we're connecting with people in some way or another. We're inviting them into our fold. We're having a conversation with them and establishing how we can help them and how we can bridge the gap. And then we start a program. And I always like to start with assessment, right? Because we want to know where they're at. You want to know what's this story. And by the shorter assessment, you're going to know where you need to go. You're going to know whether you need to do some detailed lab analysis, whether you need to just do some of the paper and pen things, or how slowly or quickly you can move with this person. And really tune into that, because everybody has a different energy about them. And there's some people, they want everything. Okay, boom, 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 I want to go off. Other people, like one step at a time. You know, I worked with somebody yesterday, and I actually mostly just helped her get her chronometer app installed and showed her how to put her things in and how to put the glucose and all that kind of stuff in. And she was very happy. She goes, oh, I feel like I can do this. She says, I know it's maybe not the best use of our time together, but she said, I'm going off on my own. I'm not doing it. So you're actually getting me to do this, right? Whatever it takes. Tony, you want to share your story about the drinking water? Share your story about that. Unmute. There you are.
Okay. Yeah. So first I start with mindset, but then I get into the basics, and people can't move forward in my program until they've demonstrated that they have done the basics. So, you know, they'll come, how much water did you drink? Oh, you know, I didn't drink as much as I could have. And so what's the next step? Next step is drinking more water. So when you drink a sufficient amount of water, and it's easy to keep them there, because once they start drinking the water, then oh, that made such a difference. I actually had a bowel movement. And then you can move them on. But if you start skipping around the basics to do the sexy stuff, they will not be successful, because they're going to focus on the sexy stuff, because they're used to the sexy stuff from medical practice. Like, give me this for that.
Exactly.
So I know it sounds like it's not effective, but it is. It really is. So don't be afraid to keep them there at the basics. And, you know, people will tell you, I don't like the taste of water. And it's true. A lot of people don't like the taste of water. I've heard clients say, okay, what would make it taste good? Throw some lemon in there. You can throw some artificial sweetener. I mean, what, not the nasty stuff, you know, like stevia or something. Whatever it takes to get them to drink the water. But that's where you want to start. Anyway, that's my story.
I love it. And if they come back next time and the next time and the next time, and they're still not drinking water, you still have to focus on getting them to drink the water.
Yes. And then there's a point of, you know, diminishing results. And I'll say, hey, it looks like you're not quite ready yet. What can you do for 3 days? So I do 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months.
Mm.
So there's a whole systematic thing that I do to get people where they need to be.
Awesome. Awesome. And thank you for reminding me about mindset, because it's the first thing I start with. If you notice, you know, how we do that in any of our programs, Sweet Spot, Grand, ERC, it's like we start with the values and the visions. What is your big why? Yeah, go ahead, Kimberly.
I just want to mention what a valuable tool the Dancing with Defenses classes is, because it gives you a sense of the different personality styles and how to best give them recommendations based on their personality. Some people are really good with instructions and you write it all down and they go with it because they're good students and they follow. Other people, it needs to be their idea. So you have to ask them, well, what do you think would be the next step? Mm. And so that class is really, really, really helpful in deciding how to approach the client and how to offer them suggestions and tools. So I just wanted to remind them that the tool for everyone that they have access to is that class.
Well, the everybody that just joined new, it's just included. We just decided to bundle it into the program. So Patty and Jan and whoever else have that. But we have in previous years given one of Laura Fine's courses. And so we sent out an email. You should see that today. That if you signed up before September, it wasn't included as part of it, but Laura has given like, you know, $4.95 or something as a special to just get all three of those modules that we're now bundling in. So highly recommend that you sign up for that because it can be really, really, really helpful. Yeah. Thank you for that. Cause it, for me, it's like really slowing down and not just like motor mouthing. Cause I could just motor mouth cause I'm a, yeah, just tell me what to do. I'm going to write it down. And I'm going to go do it. Right. And that's not how everybody works. And you can push people away if you're not tuning into their energy in the moment. And that's what a lot of the stuff in that class teaches. And the one coming up next week. Yeah.
I do want to add one other thing that you're very good at telling us and how you teach us is how I teach my clients too. Education is key. It's not just drink the water. There's a whole educational thing that I do because Rita Marie has so much stuff that we can look at that says, okay, oh, you mean there's like 500 things that can go wrong in my body because I'm not drinking water. So education, so there's so many ways, like Kimberly said, knowing who you're talking to, how to reach them, educating them, being accountable because, a lot of people don't, they're not held accountable for their actions. They just make excuses and they keep going. So there's so many bus stops along the way to get them where they need to go. You just have to lean in and figure it out. Anyway, thanks.
Thank you for that. And all of this stuff, like all the whys and the wherefores for these core basic things is in the Body Freedom Foundation section. And that's open to everybody when you first join. You'll see it on the right. And it talks about how you can teach your people the value of drinking water, the value of chewing your food. Because when you just tell people to do something, they're not necessarily going to go do it unless they have that why. So there's the why for them as to why they want their health back and what that's going to do to them in their life. But it's also the why of why these steps are important and are going to get them to that end goal that they want, right? So any questions on that so far? No, we're good. Okay, so... So we start out with, I like to start out with the big why, right? The big why. Why do they want it? What is most important to them? And a lot of times I find that when they're not following through, it's because they aren't connected to what's most important to them. They're not connected to the fact that they really want to have lots of energy and freedom to do what they want in their life. They're not connected to that. They're just like, oh, this is hard. I got to drink water now. It doesn't even taste good. And I got to walk and I got to chew my food. Like, I just want to get through this meal, right? And it's just simple stuff, but they have to know the why. And when you can teach them the why and when you can have a handout to give them, that explains it. And that's why I've created all the materials on the site. So I'll tell people, oh, go to this page on the site. Here's a link and read about this or read about that or watch this video. If people like videos. I don't like videos. It takes too long to watch videos. I just want to read it. But that's just me. Or I want to listen to it on my iPhone while I'm running so I can be multitasking. But we've given you it in all different ways. And you've got those resources that you can use to help build your programs and build the basics. So anybody, wherever you are right now, if you just go through that body freedom piece, just go through that and learn some of that stuff. You have a program right there. You have a whole 6-month program that you could take people through right there, right? And you don't have to know a lot. You don't have to know the biochemistry much. It's just there, and it's going to make life so much easier. So if you're working with somebody on their vision, Claudia, and you want to just give them some basics, there's some great stuff. You just go in there and you find it, and you talk to them about it, right? You don't have to understand the way the retina works, and which you already do, but you don't have to understand all the in-depth details at that point. You just need to show them how it works, why it works, and people go, oh, I had no idea. I had no idea that not drinking water affected my bowels. I had no idea that that affects my vision. You know, dehydration affects my vision. And all they're thinking is, I don't want to have to go to the bathroom during the day because I work, right? I don't have to go pee all day long. Oh, do you know what happens when you don't go pee all day long? And then you don't poop either. And then the toxins don't get recycled and eliminated. And they go back to your liver and they get into your bloodstream and they affect your brain. And I'm just, you know, motor mouthing this. But when you can explain that to folks and you have stuff you can show them, they'll go, oh, of course I'm going to drink water. That makes total sense. Is this making sense? Right. So how do you keep track of these things? Well, the way you keep track of it, what you've told them and what you haven't, goes back to this sheet that we'll finish up and it'll be really useful, is having a checklist of all the things that you want to, well, that's supplementation. So all the different things that you want to talk to them about and all the things you want to teach them about. You have your own checklist, and I'll give you this as a sample, but you may add some other stuff. Claudia has palming and, you know, and sunning and all the other stuff from her vision training, right? And if you're Maria and you've got, you know, you have more advanced things to do with movement, right? And various ones of you, and Kimberly might be talking, have trauma. You want to talk about their past trauma and have that on your list. So you're making sure that you're covering, and then just put the date you started talking to them about them and the date that they've completed it, mastered it, that they're saying, yeah, I'm doing this on a regular basis. Yeah, I'm really looking at my omega-3s and 6s, and I'm not using safflower oil on my salad anymore. Is that cool or what, right? So you give them the education. You've got education pieces on all of these. And then would it be helpful? I just had occurred, now I'm going to add extra work to me, but would it be helpful if there was a column that says where materials located for you guys, where they're located in the site? Like if I said here, I would say the macronutrients module. And then this one, I might say, well, the blood sugar module, obviously, right? And, you know, the thyroid module, some of them are obvious, but some of them are in different places. Like this exercise piece would be in body freedom, et cetera, et cetera. Would that be something helpful? Yes? Okay, we'll do that. Yeah. Some of it's obvious, but some of it isn't, right? So all of these things, you may not do bioidentical hormone consults. Take it out. Allie will do those things, right? You may not do some hands-on stuff like Jill does, some hands-on work with the, you know, energy work and stuff. You may not do that, so you leave it off. You put in all the things you currently do, and you make this a living document that as you learn more things and you feel like you've gone through here and you mastered something, you'll add that in there. Does it make sense? Okay. And that's how you keep track too. Like, so when they come back in and you start to talk and they go, you already told me that last time. You go, whoops, whoops. Oh, I didn't realize that. I was getting you confused with one of my 27 other clients that I'm working with. Okay. So in terms of assessment, right, you've got the scorecards. Here's the thing. Don't overwhelm them with assessments. Right? You can give them 27 pages of assessments to do, then they're going to feel overwhelmed and they're not going to do it. Now, if you've got some, you know, Harvard trained engineer there and they just love all that stuff, they're going to love it that you give them 27 pages of assessments. And I've seen that in our programs. I've seen the reactions to people like, oh man, those assessments are cool. I got them all finished. And it's like 2 days later. And then there's people, oh man, those assessments are taking me forever. Why am I having to do all that? Right? So you're feeling into it. What's the key ones you need? They're talking about their thyroid medication. They're talking about having, you know, swollen thyroid or whatever. You want to look at the thyroid and you want to look at the gut and you want to look at the adrenals because they're all going to be tied together to that thyroid help. But maybe you're going to give them one each week to do, right? Or one every, and you have them email you maybe and say, hey, I'm finished that assessment. Great. Or if it's a Google form, you'll know that that's their assessment. And when you're still small and you're not seeing tons and dozens of people, you can just write to them and say, hey, Mary, so great. You finished your thyroid assessment. Would you mind before our appointment next week, can you fill out this one now? Then they don't feel overwhelmed. Does that make sense? Because you don't want people to feel overwhelmed. Okay. Scorecards. All right. Who's dug into the Master Health Tracker? Anybody? Some of you new guys have? Yeah. So the Master Health Tracker is a document I put together in my attempt to organize everything into one place, because I tried the thousands of dollars on the software and I just couldn't do it. And so manually putting people's stuff into this Master Tracker. Now, it may feel tedious, it may feel time consuming, but here's what I recommend, is that you go through it and you make your own copy, right? And you say, I don't like this form, toss it. I want to put in a form that keeps track of this, put it in there. I'd like to format this form a little bit differently. But I've just put you in there a lot of stuff that I've used over the years. Some of them I don't even use anymore, but they're there because I've used them and somebody may find it useful. But there are some that I use a lot. So it's okay if I open up the Master Tracker and just take a little quick tour of it. Yeah? Okay. So I'll share again. And it is, I'm going to share with you where you find it. Okay. So this is a page where you can find it. I'll put this into the chat just in case. And I'll show you where you can find it, that page. Okay. So the way you would find it, there's the link directly, is you go to resources, NEPT resources, Master Health Tracker. You click that and it brings you to the same page I'm already on. This is the form. It was recently updated in October 2019, so it's the latest and greatest. It's a Google spreadsheet, which means you cannot edit on it. I can because I own it. Some of you can because you're helping me and you're on the team, so please don't edit it because, you know. But you basically see this is something new we added, which are basically links to the various pages. You don't really need it, but it just seemed like people were like, what do I do? They didn't know to click this little thing down here. But this little thing down here, you click it and it shows you all the sheets that are in here. Okay. So you can either go down here and click it, or you can go back here and you have to hover over it. And then this opens up and you have to click the little box that opens up. That confused a few people. I'm just going to move this over here. All right. So do not write on this. It's a template. We've written that in a lot of places because we've had people open it and then they started writing on it. And suddenly I'd go to give somebody the template and it's like, this says John Smith on it. What the heck? And it had all his numbers in it. So this is my way of categorizing all the health story. I call it the health story, past, present, and future. But what do we start with? We start with the future. Where do they want to go? Where do they want to go? And that's where we get to have them put their vision in 5 years, 1 year, 90 days, their goals. And that's really their big why. That's really their big why. And then I have a place where they can put their current symptoms or conditions or diagnoses. Some of them come in and say, they say, so how can I help you? I have Hashimoto's. How can I help you? I have high blood pressure. How can I help you? I have headaches. Right? Those are the things you're going to put down here. Some of them are going to be their symptoms and some diagnosis. And you'll usually get this from a form that you have them fill out. So you could just, as you're reviewing their form, you can just copy paste it in. The approximate onset, if they've given it to you, how severe is it? Mild all the way to severe. And then how high a priority is it? Maybe they have severe right toe pain, you know, right big toe pain. But it's not really a high priority to them. What they really want work on is their energy and their digestion. But it's a 10, but they don't care in severity. So that gets them to fill it out. But what happens when you fill this out is, I'm just going to show you. If I fill this out here, it transfers to another form that I really like to keep track of stuff, which is the health timeline. Again, you may not like the form of this, format of it, but it'll give you some ideas to create some tracking of your own. So now we know that they had this symptom and it started here and it was, it's currently, so this is their current. And then you ask them, when did that start? Oh, I fell off a bus or I fell off a horse, whatever. You put that down. What was happening right before that? This is where some of that stuff leading up to a trauma is important, right? Well, I was having a fight with my girlfriend and we had been thinking about getting married and then we were about to break up and then this happened. So you're asking them what led up to it, what happened, You can write any other details that they tell you. And then as you're going through with them and working with them, you could put the date in there and then what's an update. So how are your headaches doing? Kimberly, you know, I noticed that they were an 8 in severity when you first came in. Where are you at right now with that? They're about a 6. Great. So we're seeing some progress. Was there something in that you noticed that made them better? Or if they come in and they're worse, was there something else that happened? And so you get a lot of information from them and you can keep track of it. So this is a way that you keep track of it, because if you don't write it down, you're not going to keep track of it. There's no way. So let me go back in and take this off so I don't leave the
chat. Rita Marie, where do I find that again? Under, I was just trying to follow along there.
Yeah, if you go to the main page.
I know I've seen it before, but I can't seem to find it now. Okay.
Yeah, you go to resources.
Yeah.
NEPT resources, to second one down, National Health Tracker.
Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. There are we. Yeah, so you can use this. You can say, I don't really want to keep track of that, but I want to keep track of this other stuff, right? So you do. Then they're past. So this is future at the top, present in the middle, past at the bottom. This is just my way of categorizing it. It may not work for you, but it may give you some ideas of how you want to work with it. What I would recommend you guys do is you make a copy of this one, and then you make another copy. So you have your master copy of this original. Then you make your own copy and say, I'm getting rid of this tab, and I'm going to change this tab. And then you have it as a template that you use for all your clients. So you create one of these for each client. Now, there are some software things that keep track of this stuff. Does anybody have software that they use? I know there's like Healthies or something like that, that they use that helps them keep track of all the things going on with their clients that they like. Anybody? No? Okay. So
I use one, Dr. Rita Marie, I use one that's called Simple Practice, and it's designed more for like psychotherapists. Mm-hmm. But what I like about it is I can upload their labs. It's all HIPAA compliant. I can take soap notes or, you know, just randomly chart things, but I use both. I'll use the Master Health Tracker, but I don't use all the tabs.
Right. I don't either.
So I utilize the Health Tracker for detailed stuff, but then I can keep all of my intakes form in a digital place and send them digitally from the software. So that's one of the reasons. Yeah.
That's the thing that I've been, you know, with this. The way we develop this is we have the tracker, but we also keep Google folders for each person. And in the Google folder, then we have upload their labs, upload, you know, their diet diaries or whatever else. And it's a little cumbersome, but it works. I mean, if you have like thousands of people that you're working with, it's not going to work real well, but it definitely keeps track of a lot of that stuff. But I've envisioned and actually got working with somebody on creating an app to do all this stuff. And we got through all this back and forth and back and forth. And we finally said, okay, it's where we want it to go. And he comes back and says, remember I quoted you that price that was 6 months ago and it's gone up and it was like quadruple what he'd originally quoted me. And I'm like, what are you, crazy? Is that in my budget? Like, you just wasted my time on all this. And then you're going to tell me, oh yeah, that offer expired. And I'm going to forget it. So it was going to be an app that you could use on the computer, on the iPhone or on the iPad or whatever. And you could keep track of all of these forms. But that didn't work out. So
I've used Living Matrix. And I really like that.
Living Matrix.
Dr. Allie uses it too. Living Matrix. It really is a functional medicine approach. So you can have all your notes in there, and it's very easy for the client to get in and complete some things and then come back later. And so it's all documented for you and creates reports. And yeah, so it depends on the nature of your practice and also the nature of your client. So the Master Tracker, I still use that too for some of my more simple ones. I don't want to go and blow their brains out, you know, looking at the Living Matrix. But then there are people who are very complex and have been having problems for a while, and we really need to dig in.
Yeah.
And that helps me to keep them focused. Yeah.
Cool. I looked at that and I made a decision not to, because it wasn't editable. There wasn't any customization available in it. And I just don't like it. And I've spent a lot of money on things that say they're custom. Like, I can't customize this. I don't want to, you know. So anyway, I looked at that and it does look like it has some good stuff. And if you have a simple practice and you don't have a ton of people. And the other thing that bothered me, it was, Or you couldn't put your own logo in there or something. You always had to say Living Matrix at the top.
It depends on what package you purchase.
Really?
So they changed that. Yeah, but it'll cost a little bit more if you want that. So, yeah.
They didn't tell us that because Lynn and I got on a phone call with them a couple of years ago.
Yeah, they're kind of growing, reinventing themselves. So, yeah, it'd be worth another phone call probably.
It's probably worth another demo and look because that was the thing that we both were like, how do you change this and how do you change that and can you change this? And they said, no, we don't let you do that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so health, so current health and kink goals. Just use it as a guideline. Maybe there's some other things you want to put here. Maybe some of it you want to take out. Health timeline, we already looked at that. Habits and obstacles. I love this because you get to keep track of when they come in, what are their stress supporting, their health supporting and health depleting habits, and what problems have they had in trying to implement it? You know, they tried to meditate and they can't do it or they get out of it. They do it for 3 days. They tried to go off of gluten. And after a week, they're back on it. So what are their difficulties? And it helps you in going back when you see them again to go, oh, well, that, you know, they're having trouble with this. How are you doing with that? And to be able to check in. For all the health scorecards that you guys have, oh, looks like Francis really updated this. Great. We had just four things in here and some people went over because they were in the ERC. They were multiple. So she just expanded it out. But basically all of those assessments that we have that you get scores on, that we looked at earlier. Let's see if it's still there. In module 4, 5, whatever it is, history taking. The done for you. So you've got all these scorecards that you can use. But then it's like you have all them on separate papers or separate files. And you're like, how do I know how these people are doing? So we created that in here. Where did it go? Yeah, we created in here where they can, you can actually put the numbers in here so that you get a score, you know, and maybe your adrenals, they're all out of 100. So maybe your digestion, low stomach acid was a 57 here and it changes color. Which is a red. And then, you know, after 3 months or 1 month or whatever you decide, you have them do it again and it's a 43, right? Now it's orange. Yay. And the more you work on it, they can graphically color wise see that they're making progress and they don't have to go back to the lab and spend a ton of money. They just have to take a few minutes to fill out these cards. And it helps you to at a glance see, wow, look, you started here. Wow. Look where you are now. And because a lot of times people forget. Right? They don't remember that their intensity of their headaches was a 10 when they first came in and now they're only a 5. They just know they still have headaches, right? And so you can work with it and you can help to prioritize the areas that are most out of balance. So I highly recommend this. I love this section. Questions? And there's detailed videos on these things. Where'd that page go? I'm opening too many pages here. Let's see. Master Tracker. That's where I'm going to. Master Health Tracker.
Dr. Rita Marie, is there something that we can give to our clients so they can track on their own? I had feedback from someone that they would like to have an actual spreadsheet instead of like a PDF form to fill out.
Here's my feeling about that. This is like something that I put a lot of time and money on. And it's one thing to give it to you guys who are in the program to use with your clients. But I'm feeling a little uncomfortable about it being out in the world that anybody can get access to it because it is it's a proprietary thing. So if you want to create your own tracker or just give them, you know, a sheet to keep track of whatever, then I would recommend you do that. But I feel a little awkward with that, you know, just because I don't want everybody in the world to have this proprietary thing that's, you know, cost me a fortune to make and maintain.
Right. No, I completely understand. I was thinking just as like a simple spreadsheet with a few key markers on it or something, but yeah, definitely I could make up on my.
Yeah, you could. And you know what else you can do is you can go to, you can use the questions you like out of these things and that you want them to fill out. You can have them actually fill out a Google form. You can actually create a Google form and make the Google form go to a spreadsheet. The answers go to a spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. So that's something to look into.
That's cool.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. So the master tracker, look at all these. There's all kinds of videos. So we're doing an overview of it, but you want to go back and learn how to use each one of those tabs. Then you can go back in and use them. Okay. So I don't want to go through in detail each one of these. Those of you who are ERC or ERC coaches, you know, we did a whole retreat day on just the master tracker for those folks to help people to see the value. And what we find is some of them are loving it. Like they're engineers, they're accountants, and spreadsheets are like, you know, second nature. And then there's the artists and they're going, they're buggy eyed just looking at this stuff. I created this findings and recommendations, findings and plan thing. But what I found was as I went through it, it's very difficult to make it look good in a spreadsheet. So we created a form, and I'm going to put it on my notes so I don't spend time now, to put the doc form that you can actually make a copy for each of you. And those I don't mind. Those, you know, I don't mind you making copies of these forms, but not the spreadsheet itself. So I made one of these that's actually in a doc and you can go in and edit it. Just gives you ideas. For me, what I would want to know, what is their 90-day goal? What is their end of the month, 1, 2, and 3 target if I'm working for them for 3 months? What else? Key interview findings. So I could find out that, you know, they got hit in the head with this and they fell off a tree and they blah, 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 and whatever. Key lab findings, like not everything, but what are some, like their high homocysteine, high hemoglobin A1C. What are some of their key stressors, right? They're in an abusive relationship, right? They live in an area of poverty and they are, you know, constantly getting robbed or whatever. Assessments that you want them to complete. So you can always go back here and you can present this to your client and you can go back and say, oh, we've already done this and this. How are we doing on that assessment, right? And then labs, some ideas for lab testing and supplements and herbs. So you can make this as sophisticated as you want to or as simple as you want to, but it's a great place once you've met with that person and outlined where you want to go. It gives them something to go, yeah, I just paid you all this money because look at what I'm going to get, right? You're going to help me with all of these areas. I usually copy in and supplement in the areas that health supporting actions to add. So we've identified before the obstacles, what areas they're having trouble with. So what do we want to do? We want to have them do heart math, or we want to have them do tapping, or we want them to drink water, right? So anyway, that's that. Any questions on that? So medications, you know, if they're coming in on medications, keep track of it. You know, keep track of it because there may be interactions between the medication and the supplements you're thinking about putting them on. Mihaela's working on a program. She's a pharmacist and she's working on a program where she can take people through who are on polypharmacy and actually have this consultation where she evaluates the drugs and the supplements and the foods and will come up with a report for them based on that as to, you know, what the interactions are. So if you're taking this drug, it's going to deplete your vitamin C. You need to be looking at adding vitamin C. Or if you're taking vitamin C, it may counteract the effects of this drug. So she's going to be creating a program for that. That's out of my pay grade because I'm not a pharmacist and I haven't been trained that way. But medications, keep track of it because you can always go back and say, you know, look at that and see if maybe one of the things they're experiencing is a side effect of one of the medications. We also created this supplements tracker, and I love the supplements tracker. I actually sat up with one of our very first people in the program that preceded this. We were just talking about this, and we ended up spending 3 hours on the phone, like creating what we thought was necessary when we're keeping track of it. Because when you tell people to just write down their supplements on a piece of paper, don't work, right? You don't know what the brand is. You don't know what the dose is. So we're very explicit. The brand name, Thorn, vitamin C, magnesium combo. What dose are they taking? How often are they taking it? Why do they think they're taking it? They don't always know why they're taking it because they might have read it in the magazine or they might have heard it on a summit or their psychiatrist might have recommended it. We want to know the difference there, right? Because if we're thinking that they're on too much stuff, you're not going to suggest that maybe they consider dropping a supplement that their psychiatrist recommended for their psychotic episodes. Make sense? When did they start it? If they stopped it, when did they start it? What kind of reactions did they have that caused them to want to stop it? Or what positive reactions did they have? This helps them too. So this is a sheet that you can print all these off and give them to people, right? And they can keep track of it. Or you could create one. I just don't want this whole, I don't mind individual sheets being shared. I just don't want anybody to get, you know, that's not already in the program to be giving away, or give away this thing, because the way it was put together is kind of unique.
Dr. Rita Marie. Hi, yeah. Julie, I have a quick question. I was trying to open that, and I think I remember why I had trouble last time, because it's asking me for permission. It might be using my Gmail email account rather than the one I'm signed into INE. Is that why I can't get into it? I don't know. I can't get into the master tracker.
Yeah. That master tracker, let me look, because it should be set up that anybody with the link will check.
I thought that Francis fixed that, because I alerted her to that fact. Yeah, well, that's what I'm wondering.
Well, this is in the section where everybody, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I say open link in new tab, it sends me to Google Drive, but then it wants me to sign in and it's not letting me access it. It's asking.
Okay, try it now. Refresh the page and try it now. I don't know how that happened, but it was set to nobody can see it unless they were set to have permissions.
Must be happening. I have the same problem.
Can you see it now?
I'm having the same problem.
Okay, yeah. Refresh your page and try it again, because I just changed the permissions.
Let me do it again.
You have to refresh your page, because it won't work unless you refresh the page. It has to reread it.
I got to go back into INE. I think keeps saying I need permission, but I think I'm just going to refresh the INE page and then go again.
The INE page is what you have to refresh.
Yeah.
Because you came to it and it's, let me just
right.
see if I can give you the link.
I think I'm getting, let's see if I get it here now.
Oh, wait, allow external access. Do I have to do this? Let me do that. Okay, now it should work. I'm going to put the link in the chat and see if anybody else has trouble with clicking.
Yeah, I got it. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. We fixed it on the fly. Yay.
I was hoping that would be easy, and it was.
Yeah. We did a bunch. We up-leveled our Google to the Google Suite or whatever, and we're moving things around, and, you know, it's possible that some of the permissions got whacked out. We just had to fix it. No problem. All right. So use this. Use this. It's going to help you so much. Instead of asking them what supplements to take, I want to take that off my strategy session and just give them this to fill out, right? Because it's just so hard to read when they just scribble and you don't really know what they're on. And the other piece, this one I'm so excited about. Some of you have seen it. Some of you haven't. Wait till you see this. This is if you're on a call with them or in a session with them, and let me try backwards, and you're making recommendations, you don't want to add it to their current sheet because they haven't taken it yet. So I usually add it to the supplements to add. And then once they've added it, then I tell them to move it to the other sheet, or I move it for them. And discontinued, some people don't like using the discontinued. They like to just copy and paste them to the bottom of the same page, or you can put them on a separate one. But this, okay, you ready? Are you ready for the unveiling? You ready? Okay. This may not look like much, but do you ever know that, you know, you notice that people are on like five different supplements and five of them have vitamin B1 and four of them have C, and you're like, how much vitamin C are you actually taking? So here's what you can do here. You can put their name of their supplement, or you have them do it, right? They take this sheet. Yeah, I just said you can't use this. Let me rethink that. But you can put in their thorn vitamin, whatever, and seeking health, whatever. And so say it has, you look at how much vitamin A, it has 5,000 vitamin A. And this multi that they're taking has 3,000 vitamin A, right? And this other one has, you know, whatever, 100 milligrams of pantothenic acid, and this one has 500. But you get a total, right over here, of what they're taking. So they, now you know they're getting 8,000 of vitamin A and 600 of vitamin B5. And if it goes into a danger zone, that would be a good thing to add here, wouldn't it? Like a RDA. But you have all that in your micronutrients. But if you go, oh man, they're taking 20,000 units a day of vitamin A. That's not good, right? So you can pick that out. Or if you're doing some testing and it says low in zinc, and you look and go, they're taking 80 milligrams a day of zinc. What's going on? What's happening with their absorption? Why are they not absorbing the eight that, and they're still having signs of zinc deficiency? Does this make sense? You like it? Yeah?
It's great.
This was one of those things. So I'm like, how do I do this? Like, how do I get it calculated? Because I was thinking of the total at the end, because we get in a box, right? We live in a box. Like, you do this, 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 and this, and you total it up at the end. And I'm like, how am I going to get this to do? Because I don't know how many they're going to have. I don't know if they're going to have 5 or 25. And Frances, who's our, you know, techo wizard, I said to her, I hate to do this, but I don't know how to do this. And she came back and sent it to me. She says, you put the total at the beginning. I'm like, duh. It never occurred to me to put the total at the beginning. So there we have it. And be careful. I think she set it up that it's, let's see. Yeah, so it has these some things, but I think she set it up so that on your version of it, these are protected. So unless you have edit permission, you can't edit these because it's going to kill the formula, all right? And if there's others you want to add, you can always add them, I think. But check that out on your version, and if not, we'll you know, get a consensus on what needs to be added and then add them. So we have that, we have the vitamins, we have the minerals, and then we have other things, and you can just, the sky's the limit here. I mean, clearly there's tons and dozens of those. Okay, questions? Good. Is this helpful? So this is the record keeping part, right? This is how you keep track of the things your people are doing and what you're telling them to do. We have the lab results. This is how I keep track of it. Lab results US and lab results international. Let me see. She said she was working on the lab results international, that a few of the formulas weren't working. Let's see if they're working now. So basically, if you're working with somebody who's international and they come back and they say their glucose is 7.2, 129. Hey, it works now. Yay. The other day it wasn't working. Right? So it automatically calculates it in our unit. So you don't know what 7.2 is if you're not, you know, not savvy in that or can't do times 18 in your head. It calculates it for you. And then there's the US one. And I like this because it's a great learning tool. And the reason it's a great learning tool is that I think she added a whole bunch of, oh my God, she added a lot of columns to that. So you can freeze it so that, like, if I froze or made these columns hidden, I can actually, she's been working hard, that girl. Okay, so if I just say view, freeze, hide, hidden, I don't know, I'm not going to play with it right now. I'm not sure I know how to do it. Lab US. Okay. But you put their numbers in, and similar to that other sheet, if it's out of range, it turns orange, yellow, or if it's in range, it stays green. So if I put in 75, takes a couple of seconds to convert, but it should. That's interesting. There it is. It just takes a while. It's thinking, right? So you put them in there. And what I like is we'll learn. I look at this and quick at a glance, I can see things out of balance. It's easier to use than the report, but the report has some really cool things as well, where in the report, the blood chemistry report, I'll show you where you find that, will help you to actually, you know, use computer generated algorithms to say, well, if this is out of balance and that's out of balance, it might be this. So I'll show you what that is in a minute. But this is the learning part of it. You look over here into possible interpretation. If it's high, if it's low, and what would be the follow-up? This is not casting concrete that they absolutely have what's here, but it gets you thinking, right? Oh, there's five of these different things that say malabsorption. Ah, I may be having to look at that person's gut and what's going on. It may not be just that, you know, she's not processing this particular nutrient properly. All right. So that's what that is. Play with it. Just make a copy for yourself. If you have your own labs, start playing with it. It is really a great learning tool and you'll see it used a lot. Tony's shaking her head. Yeah, not in her head. Because it's a great learning tool and you'll see it a lot on as you come to case study calls and open coaching calls. This one, I don't know if we've maintained this, but this lab explanations one, what happened to it? It has all these calculations in it. And I'm not sure if it's still up to date, but if you go to this lab results and you put in, let's just put in 120 over here, and then we'll put in, you know, 8 over here. And then I go to the lab explanations. It should be marking it. Like, see, it's got the marking there and there's a 2, which means that, let's go down to the next section. It's a sectioned off like liver and gallbladder. This is way more sophisticated than I can do on this call. And I should do a separate training on it. I just want to make sure it works. But you basically, these are all markers that might be related to liver and gallbladder. And so if you put the numbers in on that other sheet, it can give you a score as to how out of balance your liver or gallbladder would be. And here it was only one marker, 5.2, you know, it's not a problem. But if it's high, if it's up high, then it's going to be in a pathological range. Oh, she didn't write that in. I haven't really checked this off, but play with it and look at it on some of your people that you've put in. It's one of those sheets I had somebody make for me and then I didn't have the opportunity to really check it. I have explanations. That's that one. This one I really like, and you'll get more into detail on this in the thyroid, so I won't want to spend a lot of time, but it's a way to really see. Oops, it looks like we left somebody's numbers in there. Well, I'll just say that. We'd ideally want their numbers, their TSH, free T4, and free T3 in this range. And if they're off, then you can interpret it as poor conversion, excessive conversion, etc. But for now, I'm just going to not talk about that because you'll get that in the thyroid module. And then this one, I don't use this one that much anymore. It was for me, I was writing in the date they did a test and any significant findings that they had so I could go back and use it. I probably should play around with this and use it more. It seemed like a good idea at the time. But you can put in a lot of the, like the thyroid numbers and you can at a glance, see some of their labs categorized by section and when you want to do them again. Like here, follow-up and then recommendations. Glucose tracking, many of you have seen this. It's just basically a way to keep track of it. We go into that in the glucose, the insulin resistance. This is a diet diary. You can have them do that. But you know what? I'm really loving Chronometer. I am really loving that app. It costs about $35 a year. And for the gold version, and it's free for the silver version, but the gold version is so worth it. And it basically can keep track of everything they're eating. You can put your own recipes in there. It has all the crazy foods. It has cocoa yogurt and Kevita and all these things that the average American never even heard of. They're in there. So you can put all their stuff in there. You can see where they're at. Let me see if I can show you real quick. It's a great tool and it's a great tracking tool because it's easy for people to keep track of what they're eating rather than pieces of paper or typing it into a spreadsheet. So let me just show you real quick. And you can set it up as you can set yourself up as a practitioner, more expensive. It's like $12 a month for up to 5. So I'm not sure if I'm going to continue to use it, but I set it up and I'm playing with it. But you can actually set it up so that you can see their stuff. So if you have somebody who's at a really hard like not complying and it's really hard for you to get them to do stuff, this is a way to do it. I just did this yesterday with one of our people. So I have, you can see I have, I can go in as my own and keep track of my own diet, or I can go in as pro and keep track of other people. But this is what your people will see. Okay. It's got all these different things. Like I haven't used it to keep track of my stuff. I've just been using it to put all the recipes in for the fasting with food. But if you look at like a date and they want to put their stuff in, like mine hooks up to my Aura ring and it hooks up to a bunch of different things. Let's see, devices. So if they have one of these, like a Fitbit or an Aura ring or any of these things, it will read the information from that and pull it in as long as they install the app on their phone. So it's really kind of cool and you can really get a lot of biometrics from folks that way. In the diary, they get to put in their breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, biomarkers. You can set it up to do ketones and glucose and blood pressure and a whole bunch of other things. Foods, you can actually add recipes. And you can see I have all these recipes that I added for my the cleanse that we're doing, right? So here you go. You could, if you put recipes in and you want to share it with your client, you can just go to this sharing tab. Settings, sharing, and I've got two people set up in there, and they will see my recipes. Oh, she still didn't accept it, but they will see my recipes, and she shared with me because she'd already put some in there, some of our sweet spot recipes in there, and so I had them in mine, which is really cool because then, you know, you put them in once, and then if it's recipes you use a lot, then you just have to put it in, and you type it so simply. Let me just show you. Add food. Right. So if I say add food to my diary, I can just say cashew yogurt. And it, the ones you've added are in blue. So you know that they're yours. So cashew yogurt, I'm going to have I'm going to have one serving. Okay. And it puts it in here. Now I can look down and I can see all my ratios. I can see my omega-6-3 ratio. I can see my zinc copper ratio. I can see, you know, potassium. And this is just one food. Now imagine you have people put this in all day and they're saying, but I don't know why I'm blah, blah, have muscle cramps. I eat plenty of whatever magnesium foods. I'm like, oh, no, you don't. This is the cool part though. This is the part I absolutely love. If you go over a specific nutrient that they're low in, okay, iron. And it'll list all the foods that they've put in the diary that day that are sources of iron. And you could say, oh my gosh, all you need is a half a cup more of green leafy vegetables or kale or whatever. And now you've met your needs. And people get really compliant when they use a tool like this. So it's well worth it for you. You know, you just need to have a $35 gold account to do it. If you want to add them as your clients, let's see. Sharing. Oh, I'd have to go into my pro account and then it'll list my clients. So I have my client and if I look there, I can see what she's been doing. So if I have an appointment with her tomorrow, I can look in here and see how she's been doing. How has she been eating? Right? Isn't that cool? Look at all the stuff she's doing.
Rita Marie, I love that. Chronometer is awesome. We use that in our program at school. And I've used it a lot. I will say I've had trouble getting people to fill it out because they're really confused the first time they use it. So I end up filling it out for them. But
show them how.
And I think once they start using it, they really love what it tells them.
Yes, and you could put their supplements in too. So she has. You could actually create a section where it's just their supplements. But like, look, she was so shocked with some of this stuff. So she just puts her supplements in. They have all this stuff in there. Right? It's so cool. Yeah. So it's very fun. And if there are people who are like, she's tech savvy and she figured it out. But this other person who the other person that's in there is not. So that's where I spent, half of our appointment showing her how to set it up, having her take out her cell phone, click this button. You think that was useful for them? Absolutely. Right. You could say, oh, they're paying me big bucks to do that. Absolutely. Because I can help them better if they give me the information. And she actually came to that. She said, at the beginning of the call, she goes, I know that you and my coach, my other coach in ERC can help me better if you know what I'm doing. But I've had such a hard time doing this. I said, okay, let's make it easy. Let's show you how to do this. And she goes, I know you can help me better now because you can see what I'm doing. Right. And this woman, we saw the first few days and we saw as she was testing her glucose that her glucose was going up and she was eating a lot of really good food, but it was grains and beans that were shooting her sugar way up and she didn't get it. And she'd been struggling with her weight, plateaued for the longest time, eating a whole foods, plant-based diet and not getting anywhere, under eating, not even eating a full amount of calories. So we did this and she went, oh my God. So I put her on the Healthy Keto Challenge diet that we put together. She lost 5 pounds and 2 inches in a week, got her fasting glucose down into like the 80s. And then her ketones went up to like, she said after she was doing like, she wouldn't eat until later in the day. So she said right before she ate her first meal, her ketones were up at 1.2, 1.6. Right. She wouldn't know that. Now she's so dedicated. I had said to her before, I think the grains might be it. Yeah. Maybe. Right. But when she saw this in writing, it really helped her. So I think this is an awesome tracking tool. I highly recommend it. I don't have any stock in it. I'm not an affiliate. I don't get any benefit. In fact, I should check with them. Maybe if I do sign up as an affiliate, I can get my subscription paid for or something. But I think it's so worth it. It's so worth it. So anyway.
I really love this. I have a lot of junk food vegans, raw vegans.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna really be eye opening.
Eye opening, and they see, oh, look at all that, right? Like she's just made my Thai green soup. You can actually click on one of the recipes and it'll give you all the details in the recipes. She put the Thai green soup in there, the nut sour cream. I mean, these are all that we, yeah. But she
did. How do I get, am I able to get your challenge recipes in my chronometer? Did you say, is there a way to do that?
I think the only way is for us to manually put your emails. If you have an account, like I would do this. Do you have what your account is? Let's see, share. I got to go back to the other one.
I was just curious. I didn't know if there was a way to do that or not.
You can do it.
I think you have to connect with each other.
You have to connect. Here's how you do it. So you go to, into your chronometer, you hit on settings, sharing. And if you wanted to share your recipes, I'll share my recipes with you if you want to share my recipes with me. Add a friend. Oops, I didn't move this. Add a friend. What's the email address that you're registered with Chronometer on?
JulieOC@mac.com.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. It takes a few minutes before you get it, but you could find it.
Oh. Maybe I let my subscription lapse.
So if we have a subscription,
to try it.
I'm signed up again.
Yeah. So that's the way you do it. And then you'll get a message that says Rita Marie wants to share with you. And then once you do, then within a few minutes, I think it took about 5 minutes when we were doing it with Jenny. And she suddenly saw all my recipes and I saw all her recipes. So it was
you
really
can cool. Try me, Dr. Rita Marie.
What's that?
You can try me, Claudia. I have a gold account.
Okay,
I do too.
I started something, sorry.
Mühlenweg,
M-U-E-H-L. Yep.
E-N-W-E-G@me.com, M-E.com. I know 100% that's the email I use. So if that doesn't work, then I don't know what.
There you go, pending. So you'll get it. And that's
okay. I have a gold account.
If a lot of you have these accounts, maybe we can figure out a way that we can get somebody to put these in, and just share it with you guys in NEPT.
Yeah, because it takes a while to load up all those recipes manually.
Yeah, you have to type it.
Well, yeah, it does.
I've been up till 4 a.m. every day this week doing it because I wanted to get it done, and I had no idea it was going to take that long. But, yeah, it took a long time because I had a lot of recipes. I mean, it's not that long because you just type the first few letters of the ingredient and it pulls it up. I think the hardest part for me was figuring out what is an actual serving size. And it turned out that one thing that I made was the walnut meat. And I was like, oh, that's like a fifth of the recipe is a reasonable amount of to eat, and I usually sit down and eat like half the recipe. Like, oh, no wonder I put on a few pounds when I start to make those foods at home. So it really helps people who are stuck at a certain weight, that you look at them and you go, well, it's because you're eating 2,500 calories a day and you're burning probably 17. And they go, oh, I didn't know. Right. And there's the saying, what gets measured gets managed. Right. And I just see so many people when they start to do this. Same thing, you know, Claudia and everybody that went through Sweet Spot. When you go through Sweet Spot and you suddenly go, oh my God, this is what it's doing to me. And then when you kind of get past it and you're not testing anymore, you get a little lax. And then you go back and test and go, oh, I guess a pint of blueberries still does raise my sugar. Right. But you were being a little complacent about it.
Okay, Rita Marie, I think I got it fixed, so I'm back on the chronometer.
So, add friend. Okay. What is it again, Julie?
JulieOC@mac.com.
Okay. Depending.
Great.
Yeah. All right. So, if anybody else is interested in that, what do you think the best way we can do that, Tony or Kimberly, any thoughts on how we can help get people put in?
Well, I was just sitting here thinking, email Christine.
Yeah, but you know, I just, right. She doesn't have access to my chronometer. The only one that has access to it is me, unless I give somebody access and get them in.
So I accepted it. How do you see, like, how do I see your stuff now? Like,
now go to foods.
Okay.
And there's a list there, custom recipes.
No, I don't see. It's all empty.
It might take a while.
Got it.
That's what happened with Jenny. We're like, oh, I wonder why this isn't working. And suddenly she goes, oh, I see your recipes. And I said, oh, I see yours.
Okay. I wait.
I wonder if we can have a company account where we have all of our recipes in there that we can share with our coaches, and then they can share with clients if they want.
Oh.
I don't know if that's possible because I haven't looked into it enough, but I love this tool.
Yeah. And then we wouldn't have the people. I wouldn't have my like clients in there. I would just.
Right. We can keep
my stuff in there. Yeah, we can get that. I mean, it's $35 a year. I think we can swing it. That's a good idea. And we can have it one of the
gems. No, it's $99 a month.
Oh, to get up to 100 clients in it. Or 50 clients. Yeah, to get a bunch of clients in there is 50. But if we just did a generic gold account for the company, they need gold to be able to share.
Okay.
And then you're saying, like, have all the recipes uploaded, I could easily share it from here. And then we would just give everybody access to that account. Is that what you're thinking?
Oh, yeah, I'm just curious. I don't know. I haven't looked into it enough. I'm just curious if we can figure out a way to do it like that, where it's not a client or one of us has an account.
It wouldn't have client stuff in it. Yeah, let me think about that. I think the only concern I would have would be if we got people in, they can get access to settings and then probably my credit card number.
Oh, yeah.
So let's think about it and see if we can come up with an easy way that's not like sitting down and typing people. I mean, it could be just it'll take a couple of hours to get somebody to type somebody's emails in initially, which isn't too bad. Let me think about that.
Yeah, let's do a cost benefit.
That's all I want to think about. Mm-hmm. But it is a nice thing, and it is a nice way to share recipes. Like if we're you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have that main account that takes that in there. So, I mean, maybe somebody is willing to just do the data entry for us. Because that's really the biggest piece, you know, the data entry, not the data entry of the recipes, but the data entry of everybody's email address. I don't know if there's a limit. That I don't know. If there's a limit to the number of friends you can have. I know there's a limit on the professional. I can have 5 for the $12 a month. But then if I looked at it, if I wanted to do it for everybody in ERC, you know, I would have to get the account with 50 or 100 or 75 or something like that. And it's like $100 a month. That's the one that Allie's talking about.
They do have a Facebook page, so that'd be a great place to ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. All right. So enough. Let's take a break here. We've been going for a long time. Let me just stop share. wait, let me just finish the master tracker. I think we're almost at the end, so I don't want to just leave it hanging. And then lifestyle plan, again, this is a template. I don't really use this, but you can do it if you want, and you can put all this stuff in there. Their diet plan, exam findings. This is a cool one. So when you're doing the virtual physical exam, that you're looking at people or having them look at themselves, they can actually fill some of the stuff in and you get an interpretation. So if you're saying that, you know, on this particular date, it's either blank is absent, one is mild, two is moderate, three is severe. And they have, you know, various things that they've filled in for your physical signs. Okay, then, you know, you can actually see what their scores are of potentially areas that are out of balance based on the presentation. We have a physical copy of this on the site. Let's see. In the physical exam module. We have that in here. And then if you look at the... I think it's on the Done For You resources. It's actually a doc or a PDF doc you can share. Yeah, nutritional oriented physical exam. But what that is going by body system, and it doesn't coordinate all the findings, what they mean. And then on this one, it actually like has grouped them so that here's all the cardiovascular system markers on the body. And there's some that are overlapping. Here's the kidney and bladder. Here's the immune system. Here's the respiratory system. And if you're into looking at people's tongues, here's some of the things that you may see on their tongue. So it's a really, I don't remember doing it, but I must have. It must have taken me months to do this, but it's definitely useful. And then on the exam findings page, it will show you the scores in each areas. So just to give you an example, let's look up zinc and we'll put in a 3 and a 2 and a 3 and a 2. There's 100. So we go back to here, and if we go down to zinc, it's probably going to be, it's red, right? The score we had there. Makes sense? So it's just another tool. You may like it, you may not like it, you may find it useful, you may not find it useful, but it's just another tool that you have in here for keeping track of people's symptoms across time so that the date would go at the top of the column. And then you know that 6 months later, after working with you, what a great treatment they've had even on their physical exam findings. Okay, I think we're at the end. And then this appointment tracker, you can use track of appointments if you don't have like a CRM or something like that. And you just put that in there. We record calls, so we would put the calls and the notes and the comments. And that's it for Master Tracker. And that's a really huge amount of stuff that you can use to keep track of things, record keeping. And this has evolved from me doing this for the last, you know, almost 3 decades and being frustrated with the kind of out there. So it was a lot, you know, I don't expect that you're going to remember it all, but you get a chance to watch this again. And then on that Master Tracker page, you saw all those other videos that you can go through. So questions before we take a break?
I just sent you a friend request from Chronometer to see if that would work to do it in the reverse.
Oh, I wonder if it goes both ways. I'll just accept it then. How do I see it?
You might have to go to your email. I don't know.
No, I think it showed up here somehow. It might have showed up as. Here you go. I'll accept it. You would like to share recipes and foods with me.
But doesn't it go reciprocal?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know enough about it, whether it goes both ways. So let's find out. So once I've accepted it and you go in there, let's see if you actually see some of my custom recipes. And if it does, then we've solved the problem, Martha.
Yay. Okay. So, but it might take a few minutes, right?
It'll probably take 5 minutes. So let's take a break. Unless there are any questions before we take a break. Was that helpful? Was that confusing? Was that useful? Did it open your eyes about some of the things we have out there? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's take a break for 10 minutes. Let's go back at 5:40. 5:40 in my time, 3:40, 6:40, whatever that may be. Okay? You guys are hanging in there really well. There's still 27 of you on this call, so that's pretty cool. Yeah. Okay, we'll see you in a little bit.